You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Awesome. Welcome, everyone, to 1 Million Cups Appleton. We are a weekly celebration of entrepreneurship where we gather to hear a local or not local, I suppose, entrepreneur's story and to learn more about their business and why they started their business. So today we have a local entrepreneur and local business, Ryan Lee with Rescue Environments. I'm really excited to learn more about your story, Ryan, and thanks so much for being here. Take it from here. Floor
awesome.
Is yours.
Thanks for having me. My understanding is I just have to introduce myself and then turn all questions to Amy, I think is what I was supposed to do today. No, just kidding. thank you very much for having me and taking time out of your day to talk to me. My name is Ryan Lee. I'm the owner of Rescue Environments. I have a business partner, so I'm co-owner of Rescue Environments. And we are a veteran-owned and operated business that specializes in delivering the most realistic tactical medical training available. Our goal is to fill an existing need to help fire and EMS agencies become prepared to respond to active violence incidents. So, we can train on all kinds of things within the tactical medical field that would apply to all kinds of incidents. You know, you take it to hunting or whatever, but we specialize in active shooter response. So, in this unfortunate day and age where it seems to be one of these things happening practically every other day, if not daily, these last couple of weeks. So that's our specialty. That's our niche. We have a combined 28 years of fire and pre-hospital care between myself and my partner and 12 years of military experience as well. We're both full-time City of Appleton firefighters, which gives us kind of this background. That's where we learned. We've been teaching internally for about 7 years for active shooter response from its infancy, I guess, if you will. We unfortunately have been tragically affected by an active shooter as well in our own community. Where one of my friends was lost. So that's one of the reasons my passion, my drive to do this and to go make sure that other agencies are as well prepared as we hope that we are for this tragic day. So phase one of our business has been that, is just getting out into the other agencies within our community and teaching them this response. And then our goal is to start to expand and do more corporate teaching and consulting as well, going into businesses and letting them know what they can do to better prepare themselves for an active shooter, physically train their employees as far as with the Stop the Bleed program. It's a national program on trauma in the workplace. If you look at where like people go out and teach CPR, AED usage in a workplace, that's what we're wanting to do as well for this, for Stop the Bleed, because we know that it's matters of seconds that can save lives in these incidents. And we don't always get to be inside within seconds to start applying this life-saving aid to these people. So we really want the people around them to know that can affect the most. And then kind of the third phase of our business that we're looking to expand into is throughout this process, we've learned a lot about, we've made our own backpacks that help us do our job better. We've created our own training props to do that. Our own first aid kits, stuff like that. So we're looking actually to do some online sales of that stuff more than anything to help us in situations like 2020 where we weren't able to go do much teaching in person. We very much pride ourselves on our teaching being in your face, live action, role players, fake blood. We use actual live tissue, we call it. So like roasts from the store where we poke holes in it and have fake blood running through it. And we have people patching that stuff up. So that was very difficult to do in 2020. That kind of took the wind out of our sails of our new and inspiring business. But so that's one of the reasons why we're trying to diversify a little bit as well as we go forward and also crossing our fingers that we never have another pandemic to deal with. But that's, so yeah, that is us. I joined this program trying to learn more and see how we can grow and expand our business. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here today, is anything that you guys have for advice or poke holes or questions, I'm all ears for feedback and input and advice.
Awesome. Hey, before questions, Eric, we have one person in the waiting room who messaged me. So if you could let Mr. Bacon in, please.
Is it Kevin?
Yeah, but yeah, Ryan, this is awesome. What a timely business, really. It seems like it, every American should have this on their mind right now, unfortunately, you know, which is just the world we're in. Super cool. So what is your background? I'm curious, just from a question standpoint, like what, like were you EMS, firefighter? Like tell us about that and maybe your partner's background as well.
Yeah. So I got into EMS. I really aged myself. I think in 97 or 98, I started doing EMT classes and actually worked over at St. Mike's Hospital in Stevens Point while I was going to school at UWSP. So that's where I kind of started getting the EMS background, was working also on a local volunteer fire department there, the Town Hall Fire Department, and really got my passion for it. I chose to leave all that behind to join the U.S. Army and go play across the country for 4 years there. So I did tours in Kosovo and Iraq, where I learned a little bit more about in the moment stress and chaos of under fire and treating people. And then when I came back, I was very fortunate. I got hired right away with the Appleton Fire Department. I've been there ever since 2004. So I'm about to have my 17-year anniversary doing that. And just have continued that pre-hospital care. You know, I'm a firefighter by trade, but 70, probably getting closer to 80% of our calls are EMS calls these days. And just when the advent of where active shooters really kind of got to be a more regular occurrence, where it was in our face that, hey, we need to do something about this. We have to be prepared to respond. We can't wait for a SWAT team to clear the building for 2 hours. We need to have our own ballistic equipment. We need to get into these, push into these buildings, start getting treatment before these people bleed out. They started to lean on a couple of us that had military backgrounds to deliver that training internally. So that's how I got my start into this niche. And I know Amy's heard me say this a few times, but I wish my company didn't exist. I wish there was not a need for my business. And when I look at business, you know, my partner and I, we never looked at it from a profitability standpoint. I still don't know that we will get to that point, but we look at it as, you know, more compensating us for our times when we're away from our families, teaching on nights and weekends. That's our whole reason for making it a business, if you will. But we just want people to be educated with the knowledge that my family isn't always going to get hurt or be involved in one of these situations in the city of Appleton. They can be anywhere. They can be in Green Bay. They can be in Grand Chute. So that's our drive, is to make sure all communities around us are trained and knowledgeable in this response as well. So my partner, he has been in the fire service a little bit shorter. I think he's been on our fire department for 8-9 years, but he is also, he was in the National Guard, was a flight medic. So he's got a lot of experience there too. He's a paramedic. He probably is way more knowledgeable on the medical side than I am. But so together, I feel like we make a good pair. We bounce things off each other pretty good. And we've both been educators for a while too. So I teach at Fox Valley Tech. I'm in the fire service program and have been doing that since 2012. So I'm also an educator. I wear a few different hats, but that's why this was a good blend of those things. But,
super cool. Yeah. How do people reach you about this?
They put a bat signal up in there. we've been reaching out to them. So we've been attending a lot of conferences in the area. We go to chiefs meetings, EMS committee meetings in the area to kind of hang our shingle out there. We give a short presentation. We throw out a flyer of the different class options that we offer. So the fire service in general, no matter what it is, if it's rope rescue, high angle rescue, water rescue, everything is kind of done in awareness, operations, technician level. And so we've tried to mirror that. So we've created those different classes. So if a department has no background in active shooter response, we do this awareness class. We're just kind of telling them, hey, this is how it should go down. This is how you're going to integrate with your local police department. Operations is an 8-hour class where we'd expect to be a lot more involved. Those people are going to be actually going in doing rescue. And then technician is a 2-day course. And that's all out. We expect you, that's going to be your full-time departments that are dedicated to this, that have the ballistics that are expected to respond. So that's kind of how we've broken it out. And again, we also still offer like the Stop the Bleed course, and that's kind of a layman's trauma EMS course that we can give to businesses. So do have a Facebook page, a website.
Yeah, okay.
They're not great because I built them and I'm not real technically savvy, but we are out there that we can be tracked down through that. So.
Yeah, cool. I was going to say, if you had a website or something,
Yep. So our website is www.rescueenvironments. It's resqenvironments.com.
R-E-S-Q. Got it.
Yep. And then, like you say, you can find us on Facebook as well. I don't know anything about probably Instagram or Twitter or some of the other ones. We probably need to expand into that, but I might have to get my 13-year-old daughter to help us do that. So,
especially if you're looking for like B2B, I would highly recommend LinkedIn. Like, we're a B2B service, and LinkedIn has been unbelievable for our business, especially this last year. And there are a lot of different things you can do on LinkedIn in terms of like marketing through messages, you know, message marketing or ads, you know, where it shows up on their timeline. Super cool. And we'll open the floor if other people have questions. I see Jesse has his hand up. So Jesse, if you have a question.
Ryan, thank you so much. Obviously, what you're trying to do is so important, and education is always continuation. So it seems like you have several pipelines that you and your partner want to go into. And so just some advice, if you're open to it, is that a concern? Two aspects. You were trained and you know how to do this, but especially in the B2B and businesses, you're teaching people that aren't accustomed to some of this stuff. So be sure that you're thinking of how do people react and think and be exposed to different scenarios is very important. Second is continue education. If you want to grow the business and do more, as what Andrew mentioned with LinkedIn stuff, is that, yes, you can go in and teach a corporate class or another entity, but for people to really utilize this and for your business to grow is something that people can continue to learn from and have a resource. So obviously, like a handbook now. We know that digital is the way of the future. So, you know, a simple how to, what if type thing that you can create that really gives you. And that also builds to your social media engagement and platform. It's a great marketing tool to kind of engage and teach people. So there's that. I can go on, but that just kind of came up at the beginning. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank myself, you. Appreciate your input.
Yeah. My background itself, I spent 25 years both in the U.S. Coast Guard and as a firefighter. So I do understand both worlds, but I also consult corporate America as well. So I understand a little bit of both worlds.
Awesome. I understand. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, man. So thank you.
Awesome. Any other questions for Ryan today?
I'm curious, are most of your clients right now regional, or are you all over working with people all over the country?
We're just kind of getting our feet wet. It's been regional so far, dealing with, again, just right here in the Valley. These departments, we've been working with a local private ambulance service, teaching them. We've got a contract in Kaukauna, town of Oshkosh coming up, so all local. We are renting a booth space in a Chiefs conference in Green Bay here coming up, and kind of going to see where that takes us. That's pretty much Chiefs from across the state. We are willing to travel. But, you know, we try to balance that out. Again, work life, kids, balance for both of us. Both have young kids. So right now, regional. Yeah, thanks.
Have you considered the idea of just making some sort of package available where these resources are available to other people? And then the people can take your educational resources and kind of build the same thing you're building here in their area, if that makes sense.
It totally does. It has been suggested to us before. I just, at this point, we're not ready to take that step, or know how to take that step either, to be honest with you, how to, you know, copyright all of our materials. You know, right now we don't do death by PowerPoint, but our classes are kind of built off the backbone of the PowerPoint to keep us on track and whatever. So there probably is a way to commercialize some of that stuff. We just haven't taken that step yet. Good advice, though. Thank you.
No other questions for anybody?
Is there like a corporate package that people can buy, like other competitors of yours maybe, or like my thought is, like, you know, if I was a larger company and I wanted, you know, to prepare my employees for these active shooter incidents, you know, maybe one of the easy things I could do is offer them some kind of online course or something. Is there anything like that that exists today, you know, for this topic?
We've talked in some of our groups. I think school specialties is one of the ones in our area that has gone into some of that space. I'm not sure exactly what they do in that space. Has been, to this point, is a lot of police driven, right? Like our local police department will go around and do that type of training where they do have the bad guy, you know, the fake bad guy shooting blanks or whatever. And they're, and that's where it should come from. I think, you know, like the actual response, you know, and where do you run? Where do you hide? How do you do that? We are trying to get into where maybe even in conjunction with them come in on the backside and say, okay, well now, yeah, you've ran and you've hidden in a room, but what if the guy next to you is bleeding out or whatever, you know? So that's where we're trying to bring our expertise and join with the police department. But I'm not aware of anything specific right now that is out there. I do mean to research what school specialties is doing, but.
Hey, Ryan, I'm wondering, have you reached out to any of the, we have a lot of, you know, educational institutions in the region, and I would think that they would be interested in this kind of training along with the departments that you've talked about. So have you had any of the school districts or university colleges, anybody as customers yet?
We, not through Rescue Environment. So internally as a fire department, we have gone out, myself and partner have gone and taught the Stop the Bleed program to the school nurses actually for City of Appleton as a way kind of a train the trainer. So our intent was to show them and then they turn around and maybe show the janitorial staff and some of the teachers or whatever. That's how we started. We unfortunately haven't expanded that further. I think it's an extremely important part of that. Again, just to get that educational piece. I'd love to, we have talked to the Appleton Area School District about getting in on like on their in-service days, but they're very protective of those hours, you know, and contractually with the unions and how much time the different teachers spend doing what. But yeah, we still want to try to do some of that as well.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I think like, and maybe I'm not understanding exactly what you do correctly, but like, I know, I mean, I've worked for school districts and Jen is a teacher and there's always these like online courses that they have to go through for, you know, identifying at-risk students, for identifying students or, you know, identifying situations that, you know, might not protect you as a teacher in terms of, you know, being careful about sexual harassment and other things like that. So they like run their teachers through this. And like, I've had to go through them to work for school educational systems before. Sometimes you don't even get paid to run through these programs. Like they just require them. So that's why, like in my head, I'm like, you know, is there a, you know, and I know you said it's not, you didn't get into this to make money, but if you could build recurring income, you know, through some kind of online course that you sell access to, I just wonder if it would be like, if there's any competition in this space and if it would just be a natural fit for how they handle some of the basic training on other subjects similar, or not similar, but you get what I'm saying. Like,
yep.
If there's like an online course that you could dump your expertise into, and sell it to the world, right? And build up some recurring revenue. So then you can go, you know, do the things that you're doing as well, but maybe with, you know, more sustainability or, and maybe not, maybe that's not a concern of yours, but just something to think about. And if you are interested in doing that, there's lots of tools out there that don't require you to like have to code or, you know, like, you know, like there's very, what you see is what you get editors for building courses and you can charge for access and that kind of stuff. So like the infrastructure is already built for people like yourself that have a area of expertise and just want to sell it at scale. Right. But it, you know, it does take a little bit of learning in terms of like which one's best for you. But anyways, just something to think about, I suppose.
Yeah, thanks. I've seen those canned videos out there, not to make it sound like they're generic, but the ones that are taught to schools. But again, that's been more on the, you know, how do they function when one of those happens, you know, in the ALICE mm-hmm. program, teaching them the ALICE program. The FBI has the ones on run, hide, fight, teaching them that. So I don't know how much there is on the medical side, so there might be an inroad there if we just solely focus on the medical side, but mm-hmm. yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, or use those other things. Yeah, or you use it as a trip line even, right? I've seen that before where people will build how to do something and, you know, a business will buy that course. And once they've identified themselves as a customer, that's a great opportunity for you to then come circle back to them and upsell them on an in-person training or going deeper into the medical side. So, you know, sometimes you can see these kind of courses that maybe aren't exactly what you do, but you are familiar enough with them and you know that they want it. You can use it as a mechanism to get companies to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm buying stuff in this area. You know, and then you can be like, hey, well, I'm Ryan. And, you know, have you thought about training your staff on how to, you know, stop the bleed or how to, you know, be first responders on scenes like this? Because, you know, life is measured in seconds at that moment, not minutes, you know. Anyway, it's just stuff to think about. But I love this. I mean, I think
thank you.
The work you're doing is so important. And I'm just getting excited trying to think like how can you leverage the things that I'm familiar with on the technology side to like get this out to as many people as possible. But anyways, yeah, really, really cool stuff. Any other comments? Jesse, is your hand still up? Or
I was, but James just go. So please, James, go ahead.
Well, hey, Ryan, sorry I was late. So I did miss the beginning or most of your actual presentation, but putting together what you do from the conversation, it sounds interesting. And thank you for doing what you do both in this and even outside of this for all of us. But I work in education as well as a teacher and have been an administrator at the central level and like HR at Boston Public Schools and kind of like, you know, so familiar with the kind of like onboarding training process from a few different angles with schools. But, you know, and I work now with technology with like most of the school districts in our area through Green Bay. But I would imagine that like another easy way to kind of like build on some of this, if like it's helpful, that might be a quick first step to helping to kind of turn your stuff into concrete resources that you could either, you know, essentially use to kind of like hook people into then buying more or to start institutionalizing it so that you could then turn it into all these other things that people have been talking about today, is maybe like building some checklists of like best practices that different sectors like schools or, you know, whatever the other kind of like different types of businesses you go after, and even maybe like secondary, you know, like college and stuff is different than K-12. You know, like, so start kind of just like tailoring some checklists that, you know, don't give away too much proprietary knowledge of yours, but, you know, then it's easy to kind of like approach them and be like, you know, are all your people versed in this? Like, here's a checklist of, you know, the things that they should be able to know how to do, you know, and like, sure, maybe they'd want to like take your checklist and then like make it all themselves, but like they probably hardly ever have the expertise to do that. And then you kind of in that get them to realize, you know, hey, we actually do need to work with Ryan to bring him in to do this training, or, you know, like do an audit and like pay, you know, a consulting fee to do an audit of their training or practices on hand or policies that are relevant here or whatever it might be. You know, and then that could be like another kind of bridge revenue, like you get paid for your time if they're going to have you consult to, you know, figure out where their gaps are. But it gives you, I think, then a really good idea of kind of like what is the way you would want to then package something to sell. Because to your point, I think every school district, every different business probably is like somewhat nuanced in some of these things. And so it sounds like you really believe in the bringing best practices to make it tailored kind of experience, it sounds like. But also at the same time, like just you're an expert in this and most people I'm assuming have very little knowledge in house on this kind of stuff. And so I think that they would like appreciate you bringing that to like standardize and then talk about the small tailored ways with like a set of questions that help guide what that then might look like a little different in like Appleton area schools versus Kakana or whatever the case might be based on any of that. But anyway, that was just kind of like something, and if the education sector is something that's helpful, but maybe is even applicable beyond that. That made me think.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
sure.
Super cool. Any other questions for Ryan today from the crowd? Awesome. Well, Ryan, this was really cool learning about your business. And yeah, I think everyone here thanks you for for doing this. The last question for 1 million cups is always, what can the community do for you, Ryan?
You know, just advice, input, like you guys have been giving me today, and support. You know, we're more into making sure our community is safer. And when one of these unfortunate events happen, I think it continues to be a not if, but when is the next one? You know, we thought Happy Valley Appleton, it would never come to us. And now, unfortunately, it has visited us more than once. So we just want to get prepared. I always push people to become educated and try and learn and not be afraid to try some of these things that we talk about. You know, a lot of people they keep watering down CPR, right? Because people are afraid to try. They're afraid to give mouth to mouth. And I understand those things. And they've gone to hands only CPR, and people are worried about liability. And all I say is try. You know, if you lean on somebody's leg where there's a bullet hole, you've just increased their chance of survivability just by putting pressure on it. So I don't care if you don't remember how to put a tourniquet on. I don't, you know, all the things that we teach, but just try and stand in and help. I also think fighting is one of those things too. You know, it's fighting has made a difference in airplanes, right? We look at the times where terrorists are taking over airplanes has actually gone down because they know people are jumping in and fighting. And unfortunately, I think that's what it's going to take here on the ground, is when they see somebody acting stupid and causing a scene and making a threat, that we all jump in and we all help and we fight. That makes the need for my company less and less, which is what I want. So.
Really cool. Maybe cool is not the right word, but cool opportunity to learn about your business today. And thanks. Thanks for coming in and for doing what you do.
Thanks for everyone for.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks everyone for joining in today for Appleton's 1 million cups. We meet weekly, so we'll be back next week, right, Eric? We have a presenter lined up. So yeah, come back next week for some more conversation, and James, maybe Eric will let you in this time. We'll see. So yeah, just kidding. Yeah, thanks everyone for coming, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker, and thank you for your continued support of 1 million cups and our community of entrepreneurs.